Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello, hello, hello there. It's Garbled Twistery, and what are we doing? Oh, yes. Right now, we're getting real close to wrapping up these vice principal candidates for this 1824 election. So who happens to be next here, huh? Oh, it's some guy named Nathan. No, not last week's whatever Nathan. There's another Nathan. He works at Sandals Resort. It's complicated. But let's take a look anyway. The man named Nathan Sandals was born in bougie old Bridgehampton, New York. His dad was Tom and his mom was Phoebe, and his family did mainly farmer stuff with a side order of some merchant adventures. As for schooling, this dude was very bougie, so of course he ended up at freaking Yale. And obviously he studied lawyer stuff, of course, and he's gonna start practicing lawyer stuff in the Big Apple after successfully doing the big limbo, of course. But let's get to business, because there isn't anything really super unusual about the education piece of things. What are this dude's freaking qualifications? Well, Mr. Sandals got that sweet, sweet district attorney spot for NYC, which is a political behemoth, and he stayed in that role for like over a decade. And of course, while Nathan was doing this, he ended up joining the state Lego Box Assembly Club, and he even was elected to speak on that whole club's behalf. And he really would have, but unfortunately, he had to quarantine himself for a hot spell because his tummy was acting up real bad. So the Lego Box Club elected some dude named Billy Ross as a replacement, cause they ain't got the time or the energy for these bacterial shenanigans. But Nathan wasn't always playing hooky. Like, he did a little stint in the New York Senate, and when 1815 came around, he got that promotion to the big boy Senate. Yeah, he did that for like half a decade, and he also got to lead the committee on treating M&Ms with your friends by color. A very underrated and valuable committee, if I don't say so myself. He was also part of the Battle Yachts Facebook group, and the committee on self-help books that have to do with saving money. Indeed, this man was busy. But does busy win elections? Not always, I'm afraid. You see, there was some bucktail, named Martini Berlini, who was causing a ruckus, and New York voters love themselves a ruckus. Sorry, Mr. Sandals, maybe next time you should stop following boring old DeWitty Clintoni around and watch some DuckTales for once in your life. But I mean, it wasn't like this dude's life was over or whatever. Like, the New Yorkers still let him show up to the Constituti Cons or whatever, but enough of that. How's the love wife? Well, Mr. Sandals did get married like 3 times. First, he married some girl named Eliza, who had horns on her head, and they had like 4 kids and were raising them in a house that would become a private insane asylum, but whatever, she dies. And then he marries Isaac's Mary Esther Malborn Jones III, or whatever her name is. And they had, like, 2 kids, and then she died. And right now, he's in a relationship with some lady named Mary Americana. And while they ain't married yet, they're so gonna get married. But yeah, that pretty much sums up Nathan's whole deal here. And yeah, he isn't nearly as much of a total cowboy as some of these other candidates seem to be. But hey, if you're a lawyer and you're in New York, nobody's gonna deny your unadulterated clout, okay? It could still happen for this man. In fact, it's probably very likely indeed. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, all the missing water bottles, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to Patreon and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the current bonus just so happens to be about trading card games. I know, exactly. exciting, right? Anyways, next time, it's the final vice principal potential for the 1824 election. And yes, this man's a powerhouse indeed. His name? Why? It's John from Calcutta. See you later.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
He works at Sandals Resort. It's complicated.